Hello, can I speak to Celerino Jasso?
I think you got the wrong number. You got the wrong number, ma'am. This is not Celerino Jasso.
Oh, okay, thank you. But do you think maybe you can help me out? My name is Laura. I'm going to be very honest. I get paid to read. So I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey about important issues in sexes. Can you please help me complete the survey really quick? Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Texas are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
No, I'm a Democrat, so they're going in the wrong direction.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of Texas voters. In what year were you born?
1964.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Okay, so my next question is actually to ensure that we have a representative sample, would you please tell me whether you are from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Hispanic.
Thank you for your answer. Moving on, would you say that things in this country are going in the right direction, or have they pretty seriously gone off the wrong track?
Well, no, it's very difficult to elaborate, man. That's a very long question.
You can just tell me if you feel that they're going in the right direction or the wrong track. There are really no wrong or right answers, sir. Your opinion is the valuable one here.
Well, I guess right direction, yes.
Thank you for your answer, sir. In the election for U.S. Congress, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you for your answer. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
No, I do approve, yes.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Now, thinking about a different topic, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in Texas. For each one, please tell me whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me where you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Kathy Garcia.
No, I don't know who she is, man. I have no idea.
Henry Cuellar.
Yes, of course, yes.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Moving on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for governor, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
No, I'm interested, yes.
Would you say on a scale from 1 to 10, what number would that be?
Maybe 8 or 9.
Would you say 8 or 9, sir? I can only
9, 9.
Thank you so much for your honest answer. If the election for Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Casey Garcia, Republican, and Henry Cuellar, Democrat?
Democrat.
And would you definitely vote for Casey Cuellar or just probably vote for Casey Cuellar?
I'll vote Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. So that would be probably Cuellar or definitely, sir. Sorry, sir, I'll repeat that. Would that be probably or definitely? For Cuellar.
No, but definitely, yes.
Thank you for your answer. If the election for governor, we're already halfway done. If the election for governor were being held today, for whom would you vote between Greg Abbott, Republican, Beto O'Rourke, Democrat, Mark Tippett, Libertarian, and Delilah Barrios, Green?
A Democrat? Democrat.
The Democrat, that would be Democrat Mark Tippett.
Democrat, O'Rourke.
you would say Republican would be Beto O'Rourke. Democrat would be Mark Tippett.
Well, why are you twisting the words around, man? I told you Democrat. Beto O'Rourke.
I'm not twisting the words, sir. I'm reading as it is. I will read that question again. If the election for governor were being held today, for whom would you vote between Greg Abbott, Republican, I apologize, Beto O'Rourke, Democrat, Mark Tippett, Libertarian, and Delilah Barrios, Green? And you answered Beto O'Rourke, Democrat, correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That was my misunderstanding, sir. I apologize. Thinking some more about the election for U.S. Congress, who would you prefer to represent you as your member of Congress? Now, I will read the list. A Democratic candidate who will help Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi pass their agenda. A Republican candidate who will be a check and balance to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi.
Democrat, man. Democrat.
Thank you for your answer. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, we're almost finished. Have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cassie Garcia or her campaign for U.S. Congress?
No, I haven't seen anything.
Thank you. And in the last 2 or 3 weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Henry Cuellar or his campaign for U.S. Congress?
Yes, I've heard a lot.
Thank you. And has what you have seen, read, or heard recently regarding Henry Cuellar or his campaign for U.S. Congress given you a more favorable or less favorable impression of him?
Favorable.
You said more favorable or less favorable?
More favorable, Henry Cuellar.
Thank you. I apologize if I ask again. I just have to have clear answers. And what specifically did you see, read, or hear that gave you a more favorable impression of Henry Cuellar or his campaign for U.S. Congress?
That's a long question, ma'am. I just voted for him. I mean, you're asking me a very long question. That would be a very long answer. I just voted for him.
Okay. I understand. It's just to clarify, anything that you would say that gave you a more favorable impression?
No, I think he's doing a good job. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you so much. I just recorded your answer, sir. Now I'm going to read you several statements about the candidates running for Congress that you might hear during the course of a political campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me if each statement makes you more likely to vote for the candidate and less likely to vote for that candidate, or if it makes no difference for you to vote. I will read quickly so we can get through it as quickly as possible. And once again, I do thank you for completing the survey. I get paid per survey, so I'm so happy that you're doing this with me right now. So the first candidate is Cassie Garcia. Cassie Garcia is a strong supporter of Donald Trump and Senator Cruz.
Okay.
So would you say that is much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or does it not make any difference at all?
No, I'm not going to vote for her, man. Plain and simple.
So the answers here are, if you're not going to vote, would that be much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
I'm just not going to vote for her. That's all. That's all I can say.
Okay, no problem. The next question is, the next candidate is Henry Cuellar. And when in Washington, Henry Cuellar forgets the valley. He raises your taxes and votes for new IRS agents to target families making less than $75,000 a year. It's easy to forget where you come from and when you're living in a luxury Washington condo and flying around in a private plane funded by campaign donations. Now, this statement, does this statement make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, much less, no difference?
Look, all politicians fly in private planes, so what's the difference? What's the point?
No problem. I recorded okay. Your answer as no difference. Thank you, sir. Henry Cuellar uses the system to enrich himself and his family. He uses campaign funds to pay his family members. He earned taxpayer funds to go to his brother's employer and even funneled over $100,000 of campaign funds right back to his own pocket. Would that be much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference? Sigh.